Let's get going, man. Man's got to be somewhere. Lucas got to be somewhere.
What? Where's he got to be? He's not allowed to leave his house.
Nowhere. Yeah, exactly the point. Hello and welcome to another episode of JubilCast, the podcast that features people who are part of the Joomla community and discover how they got there, what they contribute to Joomla, where they're going, and a whole bunch more. My name is Chetan Madan of JoomDev, and I'm here with my co-host, Tim Davis of CyberSalt and the Basic Joomla Tutorials YouTube channel. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Chetan. How are you doing today?
I am very well. Thank you.
Good. Well, I'm doing pretty good myself. Thanks for asking.
I'm happy to hear that.
Actually, I'm doing pretty well. I've worked super late, but we're up now, and that is good. And this episode is coming a little bit later than we hope because we got jammed in our schedules, including I had a routine medical test last week, which kind of messed us up.
You had the colonoscopy last week. You want to talk about a little bit what happened there?
I don't want to talk about it, but Shane's actually making me record this part because he likes this story. So yes, I did have a colonoscopy last week.
And for those of you who don't know, you want to explain what a colonoscopy is? I'll explain it in simple layman language.
Okay, listen, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll tell the whole story, but maybe not everyone wants to listen to it. So at the very end of this podcast, even after the sign off and the music ends, tune in for some bonus content and I'll tell you a funny story about my colonoscopy for those of you that are interested.
All right.
And Chetan, something that we're going to explain towards the end of the podcast is we have a sponsor for this episode.
Listen to the end of the episode to get a sponsor's message.
That's right. Now give them a little teaser. Who is the sponsor?
The sponsor is Secret.
Okay, listen to the very end and you will hear.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know about Joomla, Joomla is a CMS or content management system for building websites. As of today's recording date, Joomla is running version 3.9.16 stable. And for Joomla 4, we have the version Alpha 12.
Let's meet our guest for today, Luca Marzo. Luca is the secretary for Open Source Matter, Inc., which is the parent organization for Joomla, and had been on that position since 2017. He has been a contract manager at IBM and now is a customer service manager at Host.it, an Italian-based web hosting company. And Luca has been involved with Joomla since 2007.
Luca, welcome to JoomCast.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
I appreciate you taking the time to be on the podcast, although there's a story behind that because you are in a part of Italy right now, and because of COVID-19, you're not allowed to leave your house. Not because you have it, but because somebody else has it.
Yeah, right. I can't leave my home and I can't even go to my office. So work from home.
Okay. Yeah. So is that an okay thing right now or is it going to get tired soon?
No, it's fine for now.
Good. We've heard a little bit about you, but who are you? What do you do? Give us a little glimpse of your personal life. Luca, what is your Joomla story? How did you get into Joomla?
Okay. So I started building websites in HTML and CSS. I used commercial software for developing websites. So for example, ExpressionWeb or Dreamweaver at that time. And then one friend told me about Joomla. At that time, there was Joomla 1.0. And I tried it. And it was not so user-friendly at that time, but I started using it. Meanwhile, Joomla 1.5 came out and I loved it. And I realized that I can build website more quickly. And then I started using as the only tool for building websites. So from 1.5 to 3.9.16 today, all websites that I've built in more than 10 years now are based on Joomla. And then I started to giving back and I joined the Italian community before, and then the global community. So working for Joomla.it and ensuring content was published and organizing the local community day, the Joomla Day Italy, for 2 editions now. And now I'm also customer service manager. So I see a lot of tickets about people struggling with their Joomla websites, and unfortunately, not only Joomla.
Tell us a little bit about your position as the secretary. What are your day-to-day responsibilities and how you facilitate things?
The daily job of the secretary is being present. So whenever a volunteer needs information and also the onboarding process of a volunteer in a team, or for example, providing access to tools, websites, the email address of community.joomla.org, and all this kind of stuff is part of the daily job. Also, I support on a daily basis all the department coordinators and the board as such of Open Source Matters. So if they need an advice on the rules, on the bylaws, the election process, both in teams or in departments, I arrange all the elections. And this, for the department coordinators and the officers, became a daily job, because with the new methodology that we have to elect board members, we take a lot of time making the elections. So it's part of the daily job.
So your background in customer service manager is coming in handy, because you've become the customer service manager for the volunteer organization.
First person of contact. So the go-to for issues.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a recent change back in 2017 or something, and that's why the elections are happening so frequently, right?
Yes, because in 2017, the leadership transitioned to a new methodology, because before the transition, there were 3 heads for Joomla. It was the community leadership team, the production leadership team, and the Open Source Matters as legal organization. The community voted on a transition back in 2015 and 16, and decided to transition to a new methodology for leadership, a new structure. So we had finally only one organization at the top, and it was Open Source Matters, so the legal organization at the top of the structure, so only one leadership composed by the department coordinators. So you have marketing, you have legal and finance, you have production, you have events, and they are 7 in total, or 6 now, because they mm-hmm. were 7, but one was dropped. It was local communities. And then you have the 4 officers for the organization, so president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary. So in 2017, the transition team organized the general election open to all team leaders, and they elected 10 to be in the leadership team for Joomla. It was the board of Open Source Matters. And now we have this structure. Recently, at the end of last year, we changed the way we do the nominations. And again, last year, we changed the way people could vote. So now every team member could vote for the leadership. And it's more fair and democratic.
Whenever a community transitions in its structure like that, there's things that work really well, but there's also surprises that come along the way that need to be tweaked, or things that weren't anticipated. So first of all, what's something that worked really well out of these changes?
Well, now we don't have any more 3 heads at the top of the organization. So you have only one body to make decisions for the whole project. And we have only one big budget that includes all the budgets from this, from several departments. What didn't work well, it's the fact that we have frequently replacement elections because people step down. And maybe people didn't realize or didn't consider the amount of time needed to be on the board, because it's not just being in a meeting every 2 weeks. It's much more. You have a daily tasks to do, and you have also the responsibility for your department. So this maybe wasn't communicated very well in the beginning, and now people started realizing a bit more. What worked and somewhat worked is breaking silos. The previous structure, unfortunately, had some silos because there were these three heads that sometimes had different decisions, or they were a bit, especially in the last period, they were fighting a bit between each other. So one of the main goals of the new structure was to break silos and ensure plain collaboration between the leadership of the project. So give one leadership and one direction to the project. What worked well is that the board is a flat one. So every member of the board, being the president or a department coordinator, has the same value. So each voice on the board has the same value. And this is very important, because you don't have one president that dictate the road, or right, vice president, but you have 10 people that collectively take decision for the good of the project.
Now, let me ask you this. I was going to ask you this question, but you gave me a counter answer to this already. So the term for all the position, yours, president, everything, is 1 year at this point, right? And I was going to ask, in your opinion, based on how you've dealt with others, isn't that a bit low? I mean, don't people need at least, I don't know, 2-3 years to make a dramatic change to prove that they're whatever ideas they had or whatever reason they got into the project for? Don't people need a lot more than a year to execute on those ideas, in your opinion?
Well, there are contrasting opinions on that. Mm-hmm. 1 year term could be too short, but could be also too long. It depends on how you perform. So right, if you are underperforming, 1 year, and then the community could choose someone else. If you are a top performer, or let's say one that is doing good and people like you, and maybe I'm not talking about myself, I'm just saying that if you're doing a lot of stuff and you are achieving what the goals you defined and promised and announced to the community, they have the chance to vote you again. So I don't see the 1 year term as a real issue, because even if you start a long-term project and you are able to build a leadership team behind you, because, for example, let's talk about department coordinators. Department coordinators could be backed by a leadership team in their department, so you can build the next leadership for your department, for your position. You can already, let's say, form and prepare your successors, so the continuity could be preserved. Also, if you want, you can again run for the same position at the end of the term. So let's say it's also the 1 year term is also a warranty for the community, because if you did a bad choice and you want to change one person in one position, you have the chance to elect someone else without too much drama.
Tim, what do you think?
Yeah, no, that's an interesting perspective that I've never thought of, because I've always been one that thought that longer terms sort of cut down on the administrative work and all the effort of replacing people. And so, and certainly Luca has said that that's a big job for him to do that. But I guess, I guess it's a valid point too, that a shorter term gives you the opportunity to reelect or to keep a team in place who is performing well, or there's agreement in the community about amongst the leaders that can vote. And if there's not, then you're not stuck in that position, having to wait a long time for a change should that come about. So I don't know. What do you think about?
Well, I'm going to go against both of you. If you look at again, Joomla is a nonprofit, but if you look at any venture capital funded company, Uber, Stripe, any of those, for beginning of many years, none of these are profitable for, like, I don't know, 10 years or so. And they probably have put in, millions and millions of dollars. But at the very end, they're about to go public, and eventually they end up being profitable. And the reason I bring that in is sometimes you have to look at the bigger picture. I agree that those changes that are going to lead to a positive change 5 years down the line should be visible the very first year. Hence, the person can be reelected the second and the consecutive third and the fourth year. But I just feel like sometimes to make noticeable changes, a year might not be enough, even 2 years might not be enough. If you are working on a very long-term plan in a project like Joomla, and think about it this way as well. All of these people who are volunteering, they have their full-time jobs. So let's take Luca or Joomla's new president, Brian, or anyone else for that matter. They have their own 8 hours a day business or job they're going to give that primary time to. And then obviously they have families as well. They need time for that as well. So they probably have 10, 20 hours left at the end of the week that they're going to contribute to Joomla. Multiply that by 52 weeks. That's not a lot of time to make an effective change, a noticeable change, to get yourself reelected.
Luca, would you like to be locked in as secretary for the next 3 years?
Well, I spent already 3 years, so I don't have really issues being locked in for, I like what I do. Uh-huh. I mean, if the community wants me to continue in that role, it's fine for me. Otherwise, I will dedicate my time to other teams, for example, trademark or certification or the compliance team where I'm volunteering to. So as said in the beginning, there are contrasting opinions on that. I can get your point, Chidan, but you have to look also at the other side of the coin, and the fact that if you lock in people for a long time, then you don't have the opportunity if someone is underperforming or it's not doing the good for the project. You don't have many opportunities to change.
It certainly is evidence of really the dynamics in our community, that there's so many different perspectives. And as we discuss them and see them, that's what makes Joomla alive and vibrant. It's the heart of Joomla, and periodically the cause of the heart attacks of Joomla as well. But as we continue on, Luca, where do you see the future for Joomla? Where do you see yourself or Joomla a couple of years down the road?
I hope to see Joomla 4 soon. So that's my first hope. I don't want to wait 2 other years for other years for Joomla 4, because it has been under development for a lot of years now. And
That's
I know
my hope too.
And I know that being only a volunteer-led organization could lead to delays. It's obvious, it's normal. And we can live with that also because our community is not so happy about involving someone paid to contribute. So it's fine to have delays. I hope to see Joomla 4. Joomla 4 will be a good product, a good CMS as the previous version. We have also to recognize that Joomla 3 has been around for 12 years now, and it's stable, it's secure, it's fast and powerful. So I think that Joomla in the future can have its market share, can keep its position. We should be good enough with the transition to the new version. So we should ensure that we don't break all the websites, for example. Mm-hmm. And people can't use only WordPress. We need another competitor in the market. So Joomla has already this position since 15 years this year. So we did a good job so far. And I'm sure that if we manage to release Joomla 4 soon, we can increase again our position.
Well, yeah. Well, like I said in the middle, I'm looking for the Joomla 4 release as well. Talking about the Joomla 4, Lucas, since you are involved with the day-to-day operations, without taking stretching this too much or without going too much off track, what do you think is, like, if you could point out one reason, one single reason, what do you think is that one reason behind Joomla 4's delay in release?
I will be hated for what I will say, but
that's all right.
Maybe we weren't able to plan it properly in the beginning. So we lacked of a real plan, strategy plan, I mean, a roadmap for the product. Right. And when you start developing a product without a real roadmap, detailed roadmap, then you can have always delays because we didn't define in detail what Joomla 4 should have been in the beginning. So we changed, we added stuff, we removed stuff during the operations. So that might be the main reason for the delay to me. This is my perspective or what I saw.
I don't think there's anything negative in you saying that or seeing that because it's just something that happens in organizations that are moving forward, that have ideas, that the things evolve or other ideas come along. But without, like you said, that definite roadmap, you can kind of end off on bunny trails off to the side or actually pick up passengers along the way that really slow you down. And by passengers, I mean features.
Yes, yes, of course. What I mean with my previous sentence is that if you have a strong defined plan in the beginning, and you can announce in the beginning Joomla 4.0 will be this and this and this, then people can also easily contribute towards these milestones. If you don't define the scope of the work in the beginning, then you can start having issues because you don't know what you want to release in details in such version. So you start picking stuff, putting it together, then you realize that maybe it's difficult to release in the first release, then you move to a second release. And so you can accumulate delays in this way. Also, one other issue that I think I spotted, and I also talked about that in the Forum for the Future, is that we demanded since the transition to the production department coordinator to serve also as product owner. One single person with 1 year term, and then I agree with you, Chitan, is that one person with 1 year term can't be the product owner for a large product like Joomla that is made for lasting for years. So what I think that might help also in the future, even during the life cycle of Joomla 4, is having a kind of group of people, a committee or a working group, call it whatever you prefer, to define the long-term strategy. And we have also already the software architecture and strategy team under the production department that might help with that. So defining a long-term plan and defining for each of the version, minor, major version, what it will include. So Joomla 4.0 will have this feature and this feature, and will introduce this change and will deprecate this other stuff. Joomla 4.1 will be this and this and this. And to me, my personal opinion, this will help a lot. Also attracting contributors, because if you know what you want to release, then people can try to contribute and they can be more focused because they know what you want to achieve. So you might ask them, please help me adding web services. Please help me adding web authentication, for example, and whatever it is. So a clearly defined strategy on the long term might help also increasing the contributions and also improving the respect for the deadline.
And that certainly would take out a lot of the sense of limbo that many people end up in, just not knowing what's happening, or again, us saying, oh, I hope Joomla 4 comes out soon. You can have those quicker, smaller victories along the way and build momentum with that.
What I would ask to the community is to step up and volunteer. So volunteer in each of the areas the project is looking for new members. So there are openings in almost every team from the Joomla Community Magazine that will be released in some days, finally, to certification, trademark, the compliance team that is looking for members to work on the privacy compliance. Also, there are the marketing teams is looking for member for members. Also, the bug squad, so the code. As community, we can't live without the CMS as product. So if we want as community to make impact, we should step up, go to GitHub or the Joomla issue tracker and start testing, trying the patches, submitting comments, reporting issues, make the translations. So there are a lot of ways to contribute. And if the community wants to make me happy, I'm happy if Joomla is a success. So I'm happy if I see a lot of new volunteers contributing to the project.
So people can go to volunteer.joomla.org, register a profile, and start contacting people there.
Yes, and check the openings and apply and help.
What is something that you learned later in life that you'd go back and tell a younger you, Luca?
If I have to tell something to myself, to a younger myself, I would say start contributing to Joomla again.
All right, well, that brings us to Rapid Fire.
Help me!
I'm going to ask you some questions, and you can just answer them as quickly as you're able to. Here we go. Besides the usual suspects, name a favorite Joomla extension.
Favorite Joomla extension? JCE.
What is an extension you would like to see developed that doesn't exist now?
Well, there are a lot of extensions. So, I don't know, another form extension, for example.
Okay.
Form builder.
Form builder, yeah.
What is one thing you'd like to change in Joomla, assuming you were in charge? So three seats higher than you're sitting in right now.
Well, I can make impact even in my seat, so I'm not looking for another seat right now. I'm already trying to do a lot of changes, so I'm happy to continue that path. What I would change? The toxicity. I would work more on the toxicity.
A follow-up question. Sorry, Tim. How?
That's not an easy task. We as board are dealing already with that. I believe that there are several reasons because we have this level of toxicity, but given that we all as contributors, as volunteers, we love Joomla, it's clear, everyone knows it. We need to be more strict on punishing some behaviors to me. And one of the things we are doing to address the toxicity is looking for a way to outsource the conflict handling part. Okay. So I hope it will be a resolution for this problem. So outsourcing to a company that is doing it professionally. So I hope it will help.
What is something that you like or love about Joomla?
About Joomla, the CMS or the community?
Yes. you choose.
Okay, the CMS, multi-language, custom fields, and language associations. And there are a lot of features. But multi-language, to me, it's the breaking one.
You've already shown that you're excited about Joomla 4 coming out. What are you most excited about for Joomla 4, besides it being out?
Okay, so I believe that web services will change the perception about Joomla in the market, I mean. And it will allow people to integrate Joomla with their services.
Okay. And finally, name someone who contributes a lot to Joomla.
Rowan, for example, the current outgoing president. So she did a lot, but I can make a lot of names because, for example, there is Sandra Decoux, there is Rowan, there is Wilco, a lot of people.
Now, I have to stop because you're going to steal other people's names for future interviews. We don't want to run out. So, well, that's the end of Rapid Fire.
Is there anything we didn't ask you want to mention, Luca?
Well, today we accomplished as organization. It's just a fresh news. We have been selected for the open source credit program from Amazon AWS. So we can reduce, from an organizational perspective, I'm happy to say that we can reduce our operational costs thanks to this Amazon program. So we got a credit and it's important.
Luca, how can people reach out to you?
Glip is the tool of choice. So the standard communication tool for the community, for the project. So I'm always on Glip or via email or whatever else, Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
Yeah. Now what is your email as secretary?
So I have the institutional email address that is secretary@opensourcematters.org. Otherwise, my personal community email is luca.marzo@community.joomla.org.
Luca, thanks for coming on today. It's been great.
Thank you, Tim and Chidan. Thank you very much for your time and this opportunity.
Well, and thank you very much for all of the heavy lifting that you're doing in your role as secretary, not only in supporting things, but keeping a lot of things on track, and you're doing a lot of work, and we appreciate that.
How before I let you go, how many hours a week do you put in on an average towards this position?
We have bi-weekly board meetings that generally last 1 to 2 hours each. So during this period of elections, we are doing weekly board meetings. So 2 hours per week, at least for board meetings. And I'm always online during the day, even at work. So if there is something to do quickly, I can do it. And during the evenings, I attend meetings. So I would say 10 hours per week, maybe even more, depends. 10 hours only dedicated to Joomla, because Saturday and Sunday, I dedicate a lot of time more.
And hopefully your boss isn't listening and hearing that you're working on Joomla stuff at work. So
He's happy? Yeah.
Good. Chetan, that's it for this episode.
That's it. I didn't think we'd made it this far.
We've been getting a lot of good listens to the podcast, and we've got a bunch of people lined up, and we have others that want to come on. So, and that's a word to those of you out there. If you have something you'd like to share, you'd like to be on the podcast, hit us up.
At Joomcast on Twitter. That's where you hit us up. Before we do the ending ceremony, we have a sponsor for today's podcast. The testing team for Joomla is looking for volunteers. And if you want to volunteer for their testing team, you can go to volunteers.joomla.org, register as a volunteer, and contact Philip Watson. He's a great guy. He spent almost an hour and a half with me last week, gave me a full-on intro on how to do tests, because there are a number of procedures that have to be done before every release. And I was fortunate enough to be involved in a little bit of testing for the most recent release, 3.9.16. I can't take the credit because I didn't report it during my tests, but he did explain what has to be done. And part of it cannot be automated just because the nature of the product. So the more hands we can get on, the better. So again, if you have time, you want to volunteer for the project, contact today's sponsor, which is the Joomla's testing team, by going to volunteers.joomla.org.
Joomcast is recorded live on locations. This time it was Italy, India, and Canada, using Zoom, Audacity, and a bunch of SpongeBob SquarePants Band-Aids. If you want to reach me personally, my Twitter handle is @BasicJoomla. And if you want to reach Chetan, you can reach him at Chetan Madan, CHETANMADAAN. Until the next time, enjoy your Joomla sites.
God bless.
Okay, if you're still listening to the podcast, it's because you really don't have a life and want to hear the story about my colonoscopy. Now, for those of you who don't know, a colonoscopy is a test where you have to drink a lot of this medicine that basically cleans you out, and then they take a camera and they insert it in your back end, and they go about 20 feet into your body through the intestinal tract, and they look for problems or things that would give health concerns. So yes, I had a colonoscopy last week. After finishing my prep and going to the place where they do the colonoscopy and changing into one of those backless gowns that they gave me, I was wheeled into the procedure room, and the doctor was there, and there was a nurse that was there doing some things. She was in her 40s, and there's another nurse that, who was in
much
her 20s,
younger.
And they were just buzzing.
Much
younger. So there was another nurse in her 20s, and they were all buzzing around doing their stuff, and I was sitting there just waiting for this procedure to start. And then the younger nurse said to me, "I feel like I know you from somewhere." And I said, and she looked at me and she said, "Do you go to Gateway?" Now, the church that I attend is Gateway Baptist Church in Victoria. And I do attend Gateway. So I said, "Yes, I do go to Gateway." She says, "You did some announcements or something up at the front of the church." And so I said to her, "Well, which service do you go to? Do you go to the early service or the late service? Because we have two services on Sunday morning." And she says, "Oh, I go to the late service." I said, "Well, I go to the early service." "Yes, you've heard me preach a couple of times, because I preach to fill in for our pastor sometimes when he's away." And then proceeded to turn on my left side and allow them to continue with the procedure. So that was an interesting way to meet someone from the church. So
when you're ass naked.
Oh, I had my socks on.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's good.
And thank you, Chayton for asking. Yes, the test was fine. They did remove some things, but there's no concern. So,
what does it feel like?
Anyways, well, that's the end of the story. I'm not going to tell you what it feels like. I think. All right, everybody. So if you stayed for this bonus content, bless you. Bless you. As usual, everybody enjoy your Dreamless Sites.
God bless. Thank you for tuning in.